It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. My next guest is New York Times reporter Damian Cave. Damian, along with his photographer, Todd Heisler, set off a couple of weeks ago with the goal of traveling the length of I-35. Their mission? To chronicle how immigration and changing demographics are transforming communities along that route, I-35. The project is called The Way North, and Damian Cave joins us now via Skype. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How much have you put behind you on this? I guess you're starting in the South, in Laredo.
Yeah. Well, we started in Laredo, and, you know, I can tell you the odometer says more than 1,000 miles. And for better or worse, I think we're really only about a third of the way done. So, you know, we have a lot more driving to do, a lot more places to visit. But so far, it's been really interesting and great.
Why are you doing this project, The Way North?
Well, you know, at some point I started to realize I'm usually a Mexico-based correspondent, and I've written a lot about immigration south of the border and the changes that have sort of happened there. And I find myself on both sides of the border often wondering not just, you know, how immigration patterns are changing, not just the sort of academics of it, but how it really works at the local level. You know, I think what you have, all of us have come to realize, we pay attention to immigration, is that Washington is having a very hard time getting anything done. And so what's happening in the country is really happening at that very local, very personal level. And so Todd and I really felt that this was a time to kind of try and look at that, and that this was a really exciting way to do it, to follow this road that goes through Texas and all the way north through Iowa, all the way to Duluth, Minnesota.
So, of course, yeah, when you come to Iowa, we want to check in with you when you reach this point. But what have you run into so far that's really piqued your interest?
You know, I mean, Texas is a very particular place in terms of immigration. But one of the things that I think has been really striking is the difference between central Texas and or southern Texas and then central and northern Texas. You know, I mean, when you're in San Antonio, it feels very much Latino. It feels very close to Mexico. And as soon as you get to Austin and you go to the state capital, where suddenly the history that's being told is about the Mexican War and Texas beating back the Mexicans, you know, the dynamics immediately start to change. And then further north, as you get to Dallas, you're suddenly in, you know, the territory of the classic kind of iconic image of white Republican conservative Texas. And that's something that I found striking, that, you know, the communities change very quickly just within Texas.
Mm-hmm. When you come to Iowa, I understand also anybody listening to this along the I-35 route, you're interested in input?
Yeah, that's right. We've been taking suggestions from readers from before we even started on our trip. You know, we've gotten, I think, around 1,000 people have already made suggestions, which is great. You know, we've published a few of them along with our map. We've visited some of the places that people have suggested, and we hope to do more of that. So, yes, we welcome all suggestions, especially what we're looking for is, you know, the people and places that really exemplify what's happening in the country. You know, it's not just about the arguments about policy. I want to meet the people who are really doing the work of kind of figuring out how to get along with immigrants, or figuring out how to hold on to their own culture, or figuring out some way to make this work or not. That's what I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm. So all aspects, people, places that they should chip in that have to do with immigration somehow.
Yeah, at a very sort of community level, you know, people's sort of individual stories are what I'm really interested in.
When do you expect to be passing through Iowa, about when? Or do you have a specific...
You know, I don't know. It's sometime in, you know, in June, I know that much. It depends how long, you know, Kansas kind of takes. There's a few interesting stories and places I want to stop in Kansas. So we'll see. But I'm looking forward to it. I mean, Iowa has a long history of and a long and very interesting story in terms of immigration, at least as far as I've been told, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, Damian, if you can tell me, of course, people are always the highlight on any kind of journey like this. Can you tell me about a person or two you run into that delighted you?
You know, one of the people who I found to be really delightful was in Cotulla, Texas, at this school that, you know, at some point, Lyndon Johnson, his first job out of college, he taught the children of migrants in this little town in South Texas. And I went to the school, and the school on Sundays is now an evangelical church. And the pastor there is this Hispanic guy who doesn't really speak a whole lot of Spanish, who sounds like a preacher from Houston. And, you know, he preaches to this community in this church that's, you know, 80 or 90% Hispanic. And he was just a total character who, you know, welcomed us publicly when we stepped into the service, and who used his service to kind of encourage not just Christian faith, but also people to be high achievers. They honored a couple of high school students who had just graduated with honors, for example. And he was really friendly. But, you know, this whole trip, I mean, one of the things that I've been really struck by is how welcoming people have been. I mean, I've found myself sharing more meals at people's houses in the past few weeks than I have in years prior to this project. So it's been really wonderful.
How can people get in touch with you?
If you go to the New York Times website, the name of the project is The Way North, and there's usually a link on there where we can take suggestions. Or you can follow me on Twitter. It's just Damien Cave, and send me suggestions there. But whatever's easier, you know, we take suggestions in just about any form.
Well, Damien Cave, we look forward to welcoming you here in Iowa in some time. New York Times reporter Damien Cave, we'll look forward to that conversation as well.
Thank you.